Yes. The matter of Amalek is especially important when we come out from one state to the next, especially from a state of Passover holiday, states where we were a little higher, when there's an illumination that comes from above, not from us, when we were kind of sustained, when we were assisted by some higher illumination, so we felt a little higher. When this illumination passes, there's the matter of keeping from Amalek. But every moment also, Amalek is an acronym for Almenat Lekabel, in order to receive, meaning intentions for one's own sake. Although it's not for our benefit, but for a person's, for the benefit of one's ego. So that's what he thinks. So, the awakening of the ego in all kinds of ways is the awakening of Amalek. So here we have to be alert and see if we have an awakening of Amalek here every moment, etc., or there isn't. For example, now we came out of Passover. So, what can happen? There is tiredness, all kinds of problems awaken, as if there is something that seemingly justifies objectively, but it's not objective. It's not something that should be. It is always Amalek, the will to receive, dressing in all kinds of reasons that are seemingly correct, seemingly natural, seemingly the way it should be. It builds our nature and it manages our lives in this way. This is why we should constantly be alert, vigil, and ready, and see that Amalek wakes up every moment, and there's nothing you can do against it, because otherwise we won't achieve the great corrections. It has to constantly wake up, and we have to constantly correct our relation above it. As it grows, it's help made against us. It helps us grow above it. It grows some more, we rise above it even more. And that way it leads us to the complete spiritual height. This is basically its work. That's how it helps. It becomes help made against us. So we have to thank it, on the other hand. But we have to thank it by letting us work, allowing us to work. And through the group and the Creator, we have to remember that our work is constantly to of the intention to bestow. And that's its work. What does help? We should immediately say that if a person is in a 10, in a group, is supported by the friends, because each one, Amalek comes to him in a personal way, privately, by being connected to others, I come to a state where I keep myself from my personal Amalek by being in a group. It doesn't go away. I can't erase it. It's impossible. Until the end of correction, that's what's going to be. Until it, like the angel of death, becomes a holy angel. And we discover that all of this Amalek came from the Creator in order to awaken us, kind of keep us warm. But nevertheless, our work is against it. And we should be afraid of it. Afraid. That every minute it can incite us and veer us off track and cool us in spiritual work. In spirituality, there is no fatigue or disappointment. It's all the work of Amalek. A special force, the will to receive, in order to receive, that constantly work, specifically because it's in order to receive. So it constantly works and gives a person resistance to the path. And by this, on the other hand, helps a person. So, in short, here we see that what Amalek does is that it fights against the greatness of the Creator in the eyes of a person. Very simple. The more I awaken in me with difficulty, great difficulties, the matter of there's none else besides him, he is good and does good, he is one, unique and unified. This contradiction keeps coming, this disturbance comes and erases this impression, and I fall and don't know what to do. And likewise, my work is to constantly against Amalek, against this whole disturbance. Again, I have to increase the greatness of the Creator. That there's none else besides him. He is one. He does everything. Everything is in him. We are in him. Everyone is included in him. And then comes that feeling, that interference, that thought, and erases it. As if we exist outside of the Creator, as if there are other forces against him, etc., etc. Therefore, this force that ruins the greatness of the Creator in our eyes is called a klipa, a shell. It shuts.
How can we agree with the friends that we will resist the force of Amalek, will stand up to it? How do we see that it begins to wear us off, wear us down, and what can we add for him to stop controlling us?
Check yourself. Are you today as alert as you were before? Or maybe you're sitting today and you're tired and there's no energy, no desire, and you'd rather go to sleep, but you're embarrassed, you're in a 10, etc., etc. According to this, think and say that there is no such thing as tiredness in the world. None. There's no such thing as, I have to sleep, I have no choice, I have to rest. No, it is all a matter of importance, only importance. But for us, it's translated into a feeling that we're tired, as if we're tired. It's just lack of importance.
Good morning.
What is the most effective means against Amalek? Prayer, work in the 10, is there a certain order prioritized?
Work in the 10 and prayer. And we really have no work other than the work against Amalek. And it's always in the 10. In other words, there was an intention and desire to advance to the Creator according to equivalence of form with him, meaning to work in order to bestow. And it was important to a person, and the fact that it disappeared from him is not for no reason. There's no for no reason in nature. Rather, a special force called Amalek acts and veers him off, distracts him, sends him in all kinds of directions. So a person begins to feel that there is no importance to the Creator, and maybe the Creator disappears from him altogether. And this is how it happens. In other words, the work of Amalek is to diminish the importance of the Creator in the eyes of a person. And the cooler a person becomes, this is considered the success of Amalek. Of course, the Creator does all that through Amalek, because there's none else besides Him. But for now, we have to hate Amalek. Meaning, to the extent, as long as our work is divided into two, we have to hate Amalek and develop love for the Creator. And to see them... What do we do? You're saying you have to build the 10 the way it's written in the books, and you see that the 10 isn't really functioning this way. And you don't know how to come to that. Rav, with those people who are ready and willing, try to set a collective example of how connected you are and how much those who aren't connected are losing as a result. Play with their envy and honor. That you are going toward the revelation of the Creator and you feel better, you're more confident, etc. And they don't have it. Show it to them. It often creates a situation because there's a behavior that's customary. So people get offended, so they go back. So meet and talk about it. Have a meeting and talk about it. So they will know. You don't need to act in this like little kids so they don't know. They should know you're doing this on purpose in order to pull them in, to attract them. Haifa 3.
Everyone, get ready for a workshop. How do we do it between us in groups, in tens, and in general throughout our entire general kli? How do we awaken the greatness of the Creator to be higher than Amalek in each one, in the 10, and in all of Bnei Baruch together? Let's go. Workshop.
Can we use this force of Amalek when we find empty spaces in the ten, and then we can grow stronger? And if we can do it, how?
You don't have to tell Amalek what to do. If you yearn to go ahead towards connection, you will instantly feel where there is no connection, and that's Amalek waking up, meaning it's help against the Creator. That's why, specifically with it, you can advance and to see where else to add in the work. It's exactly now we have to do that. We came out of Egypt. Let's play with Amalek. By this, we're already in the preparation period. Who else do we have there? Jerusalem.
Hello, everyone. We learn that everything has a value in the world. Why specifically here we're trying to blot out Amalek instead of going above reason?
Yeah, you have to erase that disturbance that lowers your importance in the Creator. Amalek doesn't work on anything except for greatness, importance, uniqueness of the Creator. That's why he is what we have to...
What is this work of erasing, blotting out? What is that, and how is that different from the previous work we did?
Amalek wants to erase the greatness of the Creator in our eyes, and we want to erase it, to eradicate it, that there won't be a force working against the greatness of the Creator. That's it.
And practically speaking, how is that different than what we did previously? We also increased the importance of the Creator.
No, before we didn't work on erasing disturbances against the greatness of the Creator, that the Creator will be greater and greater and greater above all disturbances, above all connections, above all. Briefly, we need to scrutinize this force that is diminishing the Creator in our eyes, to see it, to understand it, to feel it, and to erase it in practice.
Rav, we say that we don't erase anything. All we have to do is repent, to rise above. So what is this matter of erasing here?
That's what it's written, to erase, to eradicate the seed of Amalek, meaning that you won't have, eventually, after all the corrections, no desire that will, how do I say it, that it'll work in you in order to erase the Creator. Amalek wants to erase the Creator in your eyes. Either it or the Creator. Very simple. Importance of the Creator or Amalek, one of the two.
And shouldn't it stay against, and upon it we have to rise above?
Of course it remains and stays there in the Achoraim of the Partsuf of Kedusha and helps. It's help against, of course. But that's called eradicating Amalek, meaning that I'm erasing the force that is working in me.
If the Amalek wishes to eradicate the importance of the Creator, is that equal to eradicating the importance of the friend before me?
Amalek wants to erase the greatness of the Creator, meaning it's working against the Kli. It won't let us feel importance in the connection between us and the group. It doesn't let us feel that specifically in the center of the group, in the connection between us, we reveal the Creator. In the center of our group, we find the entrance to the spiritual work. And the more and more we gather between us into the center of that 10, we more and more enter the spiritual world and ascend on the degrees of the spiritual world. All of this is the work of Amalek. It works against it in all kinds of forms, and we from that advance, meaning it's help against the Creator. That's why, specifically by working against Amalek, we are coming closer to the Creator. The Creator himself, we can't get close to him. Nope. It's always, we always go in such a way where we have a disturbance, and that disturbance helps us reach something important and spiritual. Questions? We, by this, finished this article. Well, the parts from the article. And we'll have to work on it throughout the day. We'll have to speak about it. And ask each other. And put together questions, then ask me. Because this topic is the most important. As you see, Amalek is the force that is constantly disturbing us. But the disturbance comes to aim us to go ahead. It's constantly deviating us against the good, so we will always choose the good. In that way, does all kinds of exercises with us, and then we advance.
This is why this is help made against him. It's an angel, it's a force. The Creator acts in this way, not to say that he helps us on the path, rather that we ourselves, we exploit Amalek. And this way we overcome it. And we become big heroes. Otherwise, if the Creator would help, I would stay small, alone, as I am now. I'm just small and that's it. But if the Creator gives me a disturbance every time and I see how I use this disturbance this way or that way, more and more and more, then I can rise above the disturbance. That's why Amalek keeps growing and I grow along with it. When I overcome it, and every time it's according to the way he disturbs me. So he knows how to disturb me for me to advance towards the goal of creation. And then this way, thanks to it, I actually attain. And then the angel of death becomes a holy angel. It's like the letter we have by Baal HaSulam, that then this felon took off his thief's clothes or the murderer's clothes, and everyone laughed and it was a great joy all over the kingdom that there was no disturbance. Actually, it was not help made against him. Everything was in favor to help the king's son grow and become a king. This is how we...
I hope this is okay. It feels like Rabash is accompanying us through all of Pesach. And he's accompanying us in this process. Can you speak to us a little bit about the connection with Rabash here and how he can help us in this fight?
I don't have the strength to explain to you or even to myself what Rabash did in his life. What he wrote, the way he scrutinized all the spiritual work that people in our times have to do in such a clear, precise, beautiful manner. And he didn't write anything until I came and I demanded, how should I talk? How should I disseminate? Nothing. This person, he kept it all inside. And then he burst it out in writing. And look how much he wrote. After him, in his writings, we have all the paved road. We are going to go now from Pesach, from the Exodus from Egypt and on, and we'll learn and learn gradually how to advance until the final correction. Everything is written down. Everything is spread out before us. And all that is thanks to Rabash.